VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Adam. You're listening to VoiceTube Pronunciation Challenge. What is up, VoiceTubers? Remember me? This is Adam. You better start getting used to the sound of my voice, because you'll be hearing it more frequently. In case you missed my intro, check out my previous pronunciation challenge. Does playing classical music make your baby smarter? On another note, did you already watch the video for today about the fable of the wise king? Fables, if you remember, are stories with a moral, or a lesson. Often these stories feature talking animals, like we see in the fable about the race with the turtle and the hare. Well, back to our wise king. I don't want to give away too much in case you haven't seen the video yet, but the story sent chills down my spine. Ooh. However, the ending does have a pleasant twist, and I think everyone can relate to how the king felt throughout the story. Check it out! Maybe you'll learn something about yourself you didn't know. I'll highlight a few things I really liked about this story at the end of this podcast. So stay tuned, guys. Let's look at today's sentence. He used his newfound wisdom to help his people, and in doing so, he became the most beloved and respected king in history. Let's go over a few pronunciation tips. As always, the first one, fable. Remember that story about the animals or a lesson that we learned from it. This word sounds kind of like table, just with an F. Fable. And next we have used his. Used his. And then to help his. To help his. Following we have beloved. Remember, this has three syllables, so don't say beloved. We would say beloved. And then the last one, in history. Kind of like, of all time, in history. Okay, let's work our way through the sentence, starting off with newfound. Newfound. Newfound is an adjective, and as you see, it consists of two words, new and found. As the first half of the word suggests, newfound refers to something new or recent. Something that has just started or was just discovered. Let's look at our example. With her newfound confidence, Stella was able to convince herself to begin the ascent of Mount Jade. Ascent here meaning to climb or move upwards. In other words, Stella, who just recently started to feel more confident, was able to tell herself to start climbing Mount Jade. Good for you, Stella. Make sure to stay warm up there. And then our second word for today, wisdom. Wisdom. Makes like a Z sound, wisdom. Someone who has a lot of wisdom is also described as wise. Just like the king from the story, having wisdom or being wise means you are able to make good decisions based on your knowledge and experience. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are smart and know a lot of information. So one doesn't necessarily need a degree to be wise. Our example, before I moved overseas to study, my grandmother gave me a few words of wisdom. Words of wisdom from someone like your grandma with a lot of experience could be something like, be kind to yourself, or surround yourself with people who are uplifting. Aw, thanks, grandma. And our last one for today, respected. Respected. Respected, this is an adjective. To be admired or looked up to by others, especially for something you've achieved or simply for the person you are. And our last example for the day. After 20 years of service, Dr. Wallace has become a respected figure in his community. Figure here is another word for person in this example. People admire him and take him seriously because he's achieved a lot within those 20 years and has probably changed people's lives for the better. Thank you, Dr. Wallace, and thank you worldwide to all healthcare personnel and people doing such an amazing work during this pandemic. All right, I think we're just about done for now. This fable can be interpreted in many ways, but one thing I especially liked was how the king changed towards the end of the story. He became a better listener, started to pay more attention to what really mattered. His people. The ones we're surrounded by, for example, family or friends, are so important. But are we taking the time to listen to them? Anyway, I hope you took something away from the story. Feel free to comment with your thoughts and what you learned. And as always, share your recording. Cheers!